I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter at WAMU 88.5 News. Traffic congestion continues to slow down our region, and some solutions can cost a ton of money and time. But mega projects that cost billions aren't always necessary. The answer sometimes lies in making better use of what we already have.
Route S2. Destination, McPherson Square.
It's morning rush hour on 16th Street Northwest. Commuters crowd a bus stop, bracing for the crush of flesh. It takes more than a minute for everyone to climb aboard before the packed bus can continue the slog downtown.
Boarding takes forever, yeah, especially at crowded bus stops.
Kishan Putta is a neighborhood activist. He meets me in Columbia Heights, where we hop a bus for the trek to downtown D.C.
You miss several traffic lights just because people are boarding the bus in that time. So this all adds up. These minutes add up.
It takes close to 25 minutes to travel 2.5 miles. That's way too long, Putta says. He's been urging the district to build a bus lane on 16th Street for years.
I've realized that nothing happens quickly in this government.
Well, after years of study, the District Department of Transportation is finally moving ahead with plans to designate a lane on this stretch of 16th Street that only Metro's S-Line buses can use during rush hour. More than 20,000 people a day ride the S-Line.
So it'll probably take us several months of work, up to a year, to do the design of the roadway. So that's the design for the restriping. And then we have to also contract for the construction afterwards.
DDOT planner Megan Kanagi says a bus lane alone won't be enough.
There's a couple of things that need to be in place in order to make sure the bus lane works well, though.
Here's why. Rush hour buses on 16th Street spend about half their time moving at slow speeds, but also about a fifth of their time letting passengers on and off, and about a fourth of their time stopped at red lights. That's why DDOT is planning for curbside fare machines to speed up boarding.
We've seen bus stops where we might have 25 to 30 people waiting to board. So if we can, you know, reduce that time it takes per person by a second or two, that can really add up.
In this spring, a traffic signal priority system will debut on 16th Street. Traffic lights will stay green for an extra couple of seconds so buses can make it through the intersection. But frustrated commuters won't be happy to hear that it could take 2 to 4 years to make these improvements. Kanagi says DDOT's been watching New York City's experience with bus lanes and hopes to match its speed.
They've done now, I think, about 9 different lines across their city. Their first one, it took about 4 years from the start of the planning process to implementation. They've now got it down to 1.5 to 2 years.
Route 9S, destination, Crystal City Station.
Across the Potomac, they can relate. In 2014, the first portion of the Metroway bus line finally opened.
Planning for this actually began back in the 90s.
Lee Farmer is a transportation planner for Alexandria. She says the many years of careful preparation are paying off. About 80% of the planned Metroway route in her city and Arlington will be either in new lanes separated from the rest of traffic or existing lanes reserved for buses during rush hour.
The justification for that really was how congested Route 1 gets. And the idea that if we were going to be building, you know, these kind of new communities here in Potomac Yard, we really need to be able to provide people with an option to travel that didn't require getting in their cars and driving on Route 1.
Alexandria spent $20 million building Metroway, a fraction of the cost of a major highway or rail project. Ridership's growing, now up to 1,500 a day. 96% of Metroway buses are on time, and providing rush hour service over 4 miles requires only 5 buses.
There is no substitute for a successful demonstration, and that's one of the great values of the Metroway project, is being able to demonstrate that it works, just as we'd promised.
Jim Hamry heads Metro's bus operation. He says it's great to see DDOT moving to put a bus lane on 16th Street, not only for the sake of S-Line riders.
Hopefully that will demonstrate well to DDOT satisfaction the benefits that can be accrued elsewhere.
Transit advocates say progress should not take so long. Chris Zimmerman, a former member of the Arlington County Board, Metro's Board, and the region's Transportation Planning Board, says transportation priorities need to change.
Our goal should be to move people.
Not just cars, he says. A decade ago, he was a key player in the region's effort to secure funding to improve bus service, an effort finally, slowly coming to fruition.
We're not talking about making somebody take transit who doesn't want to or inducing them to. We now know people want to take transit. Everything's showing that. It's not just this region, it's nationally. Particularly younger folks want that to have that option. So number one, we need to give them better options, or we simply are generating more car traffic that's creating problems for us.
At a time when expanding metro rail or building new highways have price tags in the billions, bus improvements that cost millions may be the more practical way to give commuters the alternatives they crave. I'm Martin DeCaro.